Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show.
I'm going to watch me dump the drink on the computer.
Hello. Often, Blog Talk Radio seems to be in a lag, so hopefully it won't happen for very long.
Well, that was our end.
Want to welcome all of our blog talkers to the show. Yes, glad to have you. You come from all kinds of places around the world. We're very happy to have you. And this one goes out to our Facebookers who are on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, where you can see us in action. Yay, yay. So I'm very happy that you're all here for our Tuesday edition of the show. Now, I want to remind everyone we're only using ordinary playing cards as the focal point for intuitive perception in this particular method. All right? So there's no tarot. There's no oracle cards that we're reading. And none of the other really wonderful systems that are out there on, you know, available. I just haven't studied any of them. I have stayed completely with personal prophecy all these many years, just the way that my grandmother taught it to me. So I also want to remind you all that I will be using a full 24 card layout rather than just simply, you know, picking off a few cards. I prefer to see the whole playing field. The landscape, maybe is better word, pertaining to your life. Now, during the show, due to time constraints, I will only be laying the cards out once for your question. But in a personal session, one-on-one with me, we would lay the cards out many times. So I'm now going to say, Jimbo, take it away.
Alrighty, we want to remind everybody this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That is our disclaimer.
Yes.
Which everybody has to have a legal disclaimer nowadays. We'd like to let you know that you should need to let us know if you're an international caller or an international Facebook live viewer. Let us know and we'll give you an international live shout out like we're going to do right now to Cho in the UK.
Yay, Cho. Glad to have you.
Welcome. And Luna has joined us.
Luna, glad
Luna
to have you.
Not international, but she's here all the time. We love her. Long time. Not like that, you know what I'm saying? All right, let's get down to business. That number to call in is 515-602-9676. We are primarily a call-in show, but we have something else in store for that, too, for you folks that can't. But first of all, let's talk about that. When you call in, you'll get a message saying you get to listen to the show while you wait. And when you hear the show, everything's great. And I checked, and everything's great. So keep listening. We'll get to you eventually. You know, we'll take them in the order they come in. I got a list. I look at it. I'm not Santa, but I have a list. When we take your call, here's some things that matter. And we wish people would really listen closely to this. Of course, a lot of people call after I give the spiel.
Yeah.
Please, when we take you and you go live, please kill the speakerphone. Don't use Bluetooth. This is if you legally and safely can do all these things. All your sounds, background sounds, TVs, radios, whatever you're doing to kill time and have a good time, whatever. Shut them down. Stop moving around. Stop multitasking. Best case scenario, you're in your home. You run to your nice quiet room in the house that you know has great cell phone reception and it's pretty comfortable and quiet. That's what you want to do. And we ask these things because your call goes through cell phone land indeed. Then it goes to Blog Talk's computer's system, comes to our computer, comes out the speakers.
Right.
And there's lots of quality of sound. So it can be, if you have stuff, other stuff going on, it can be really rough. So please do those things if you can. All right. Also, for you folks that cannot call in, typically international, we got you, because that's you got to be a bazillionaire to be able to just pick up your cell phone and calls around the world. But even some domestic folks, times just can't make the call. They will do a Facebook Messenger audio or video call. We will open that floor occasionally during the course of the show. A couple of stipulations. You must be friends with Deborah Lee. And that's who you would audio, video, messenger call. Your choice. You pick which one. It all depends. If you got great internet and you're feeling pretty lucky, go video. Nobody else is going to see it. She has a face.
Yeah, and a lot of times this is video is off.
So then don't video if she's not going to have it on.
Yeah.
So just audio. If you do a video, it won't stop the call.
Right.
But the big stipulation is you have to be friends with Deborah Lee. And if you aren't and you'd like to call, go search and send her a friend request. There's two of them with her picture. Send them both. When you search Deborah Lee, obviously you get a bunch pop up. But there's only two with her picture. Send a request to both. The one's really active. One kind of a phantom account that we can't kill. So just send it to both.
We've tried.
And let us know that you've done
it. It wants to take everything down.
Yeah, just let us know that you've done that if you're going to try to do it tonight for the first time and not already.
Yeah.
Planned. And you cannot Facebook Messenger until we actually say to do so because there is no cool, great, automated hold system. It just rings right through and you got to do something. We'll have to hang up if we're not ready. So that's the name of that tune, you know. That sound of harps signifies that your reading with Deborah is over. And I wish I could find a better word for over because that gets ignored. But it's concluded. It's done. Fini. Over. Okay? Because we have to move on. And that harp means I'm going to give you tonight, we switch it up tonight, it's going to be a healing angel card reading. And that is a single card for the road for you. And then we got to move on to the next colors. Because everybody's holding, everybody's patient. Calls cannot go on forever. As much as it would be. Ah! We're going to take the first caller. And I like this because I don't have to try to look up this area code because there is none. It's Skype. All one. Skype, Skype, Skype. You're caller number one.
Is that me? Hello?
Hi. Hello there.
Well, I'm sorry. I have to definitely call. This is Melissa.
Melissa, yeah.
Hey, Melissa.
How are
you? Merry Christmas.
Yeah, thank you.
Close.
Oh, I'm doing okay. Like, I was a little girl, but I'm okay.
Did you have COVID?
No. I just had a small temperature. I got wet.
Okay.
I got wet. So wet.
What's on your what's on your mind, hon? What would you like
I used to do my current job because I also do like a size what I'm about to do. I also have a job and I just like to know if I'm still going to be there. I mean, I'm going to adjust my hours, but at this time, I think it's kind of odd. I never see, if there's a little bit toxic in one of the departments that I go to, I just got a little bit in shock. I haven't really seen that too much. And I just like, am I going to be able to stay in that department? Am I able to switch to another department? Or I'm still going to have little problems created by a certain two individuals?
Two of them?
So, and this is your department toxic, you said, correct?
Yeah, it got in toxic in the past few weeks. It wasn't like that.
Are they superiors? Or are they on your level, below you?
Coworkers?
Yeah.
They're all mixed together, all categories in the department.
Okay. What are they exactly doing, Melissa? Are they being are they bullying you?
Oh, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
18 of them have come together that they hate me because nothing affects me, right? Because I'm positive and I still go up to them, and I, it's work-related, and there's no job that's guaranteed stability. So that's not my problem. I don't have a problem with them. I mean, it's just work. And so I'm going to be a life worker person, and I'm going to do my respect and do a job. I talk to them nicely, but they seem to hate me.
Well, are you working with children, or are you actually working with adults? You know,
adults from early 20s to 50s.
So it's just like any work environment.
It's
typically
a mixture.
Yeah. It's like anywhere I work, anywhere I've worked, everybody, a lot of people work the same thing. It's a mixture. Male, female, young, old, medium.
So you want to see
like,
she wants to go to a different department.
She wants to know if what you see about all.
Yeah, do you see this that'd be an option, like yes or no question, but like this department, I'm gonna bring it up to higher up this week. I'm gonna talk to one of the higher ups. I'm not gonna say negative, I'm just gonna say I'm not quite sure what to say yet. I've got to be careful what I say.
Yeah, if it's truly toxic, you have to have, it's got to be pretty kind of clear. Can't be innuendos and people just not being nice. It's got stuff. They're really
so interesting.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Cards are going numb.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. What, honey?
There's like two people who, like, every time I work, you find something. And you go tell me so you get in trouble. And I don't get in trouble. Like, I didn't stand properly or I didn't raise my hand. Stuff like that.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Sounds like harassment.
Yeah, it's right on that edge. Well, I mean, yeah, you know, all right, what do you got, Deb?
Well, I think that speaking to somebody to make them aware that these folks are not playing well together. Yeah.
And that's what they train you to do. And they tell you to do all those, you know, at workplaces, they tell you to speak to your supervisor, or if it's your supervisor, the problem, you got to go to the next level up. But yeah.
Because I'm not sure they're going to put you in that other department.
And also even if you did go to another department, somebody else may come along that they're going to pick on and be jerks too. So that needs to stop.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, is it very personal? Like, for instance, is it about how you look? Is it, do you have any kind of disability that they are cruelly, what would you call it? Like teasing, like ridiculing you?
I don't have nothing like that. They get bothered that.
Yeah, about your work.
That nothing affects me. They don't like it that. They don't like that. They don't like me, but I still say hi to them. I still go and do the work.
Well, that's what
and
she did.
Yep.
That's what professional.
She don't like it.
She's got a kick out because she's killing them with kindness.
Yeah, well, that is the way to go.
Thank you.
So, and you don't ever want to retaliate, because then you kind of lose your.
Yeah.
You lose your argument when you go tell somebody.
Your credibility.
Yeah, because they could say, well, she said this to me. And you could say, well, I did say that. But now unless you keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, you have to.
Professional and cheery. Yep.
Keep yelling them with kindness.
So you don't see a departmental change right now.
I'm not saying it immediately.
Okay.
But I think that they are going to want to work with you on this issue. But here's the thing. Be very careful, like Jim said, because it's going to seem a lot like ratting them out. If it is about your work and they're being very petty, well, that's a work issue, right?
They can't complain about every single thing you do, like you're doing something wrong at work. That's what it sounds like they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you didn't do this right. You didn't do that right. You shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be doing that, you know? And she's right not to engage and fire back. Because
I think you're right.
Then you all could end up getting fired, you and them. So you want to keep doing what you're doing, being nice, saying hi, being professional.
Oh, God.
And then bring it to somebody's attention. Say, hey, even tell that person, I'm not going to engage with them, but they keep doing this.
Yeah.
So I refuse to engage. I don't want to go down with them. It's not my fault.
You also, I want to mention, before Jim goes to your healing angel card, that you have a new man coming in your life this new year. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Because the other one isn't moving fast enough for Melissa. You want him to be a mover and a shaker, and he's just not. He's pretty much dug in where he's at. And what I feel is the sense of frustration you know, that you really are feeling about this guy. Somebody new, they're going to find you ripe for picking. You know, because being in this relationship that isn't making you happy, well, it's kind of like you're saying, next, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, it's like, I'm sorry, dude. You have obviously, this boat ride has come to an end because you're not going anywhere. You don't want to go anywhere. That type of deal. All right.
Yeah.
Real quick, Melissa, here's your healing angel card reading before we move on. Positive thinking is the subject. Positive thinking is vital in creating a healthy and abundant life.
And that's what she's doing.
A positive attitude along with positive beliefs and thoughts are crucial ingredients for creating happiness. Don't worry. Think love.
Yeah. And you know what? If they can't get a rise out of you, they're going to find somebody else to ridicule and you know, do this to.
But I would... Certain, you got to bring it to somebody's attention.
Yeah, I think so.
It could escalate. And like I said, even if you did go to another department, then they're going to pick on some other poor person.
Exactly.
But that just rubs the wrong way or whatever. Maybe they don't like it because they're so happy all the time and they're miserable with their jobs. We don't know.
Yeah, that could be. Very good. Well, Melissa, I hope this helps.
Well, yeah, thank you for being caller number one. We'd like
to know
it.
What's going on where she is.
Background.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, call us again, hon.
Music.
Yes, thank you.
All right, take care.
It sounds like there's some kind of music in the background, but we see how sounds get very distorted.
Yeah,
on.
I really think, I really think management there is going to want her to what do you call it, like push on through.
Depends. It depends on how she presents it.
Especially if she's doing a really good job.
It depends on how, well, they're not, I know if the place is well run, and she's a good employee, they're going to want to resolve it. And they're not going to want to ignore it. A shitty organization would ignore it. And they're not going to just move her around because good organization, if somebody's getting moved, the other employees are good employees too, but maybe they're just a bad chemistry, move their asses.
They sound very infantile.
Move them. I've seen people get moved around at our yard where I work.
We've
got 30,000 plus people that work there, so.
Is it because there was strife, or?
Sometimes they have said the wrong thing because they're old school and live in a different politically correct world, and they don't want to fire them because it wasn't meant to be a bad thing, but it was like, yeah, you should have said that, and now you can't work with that person anymore, and since you said it, you actually have to go, not them.
Hmm.
So, and I've seen it. It was a supervisor in another department.
Really?
It had done that job for 4 billion years. And
oh,
had so
my
much
God.
Knowledge. He had the knowledge. It was sad. You know, I would still call that guy, even though it's not his job anymore, for some stuff.
Because he was knowledgeable?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but I didn't get the details, but he said something to somebody that worked for him that wasn't right. It wasn't like sexual or anything harassment-wise. It just wasn't politically correct. And
called him a name or?
We didn't get the details. They just said this is what it wasn't. Because if you really cross the line, they'll fire you. They don't want lawsuits, you know?
Well, back in our day, like we're 95 years old, but years ago.
You had to put up a shit.
You had to put up with it.
You had to put up a shit. That's like, oh, that's just boys being boys, they would
say. Exactly.
Yep. You got to take the heat. You can't take the heat. Get out of the kitchen, they would say.
So you had to fight your own battle.
You know what happened? Why that changed? Lawsuits.
I bet.
And now they're like, ooh, last thing we want is somebody suing the crap out of us because we didn't take any action. Right, Walmart? Oh, never mind. Anyway.
No, you have Walmart.
Anyway, we won't go down that road. I just threw that out as an example. All right. Let's go to our next color. Let me check it twice. Oh, here we go. Deb, I always have to say this.
Oh.
We are going to go to area code 775, Nevada.
Nevada, which is probably
not
California.
Nevada.
Hello.
But it could be.
Hello. Thank you. This is Wendy from California.
Welcome.
You sound pretty happy.
She always does.
Yeah.
Well, not always, but I know what
you mean. Well, I am as weak as a kitten. I'm on Paxlovid, and I'm going through so much. I hope to God that I get better. I have a great doctor.
Yeah,
and,
well, right. She has COVID.
Be positive.
Okay. And I got news from my attorney. He said we're going to have a strategy meeting with another attorney in his office on Thursday. And so I am hopeful that, oh, and by the way, that insurance company that begins with the letter U, they still have not responded, and it's been, they were sent letter of representation and a request for any videos or anything whatsoever they've got on the 2nd, and today's the 13th, no word from them. And he's going to touch base with them maybe Monday or so. But how will I feel after my strategy meeting with Eddie and Kevin? Will I feel like I have a stronger case than we originally thought?
Great question.
That's a good question. It's,
really? And it zeroes right in.
And it's a strategy meeting, which is cool.
Yeah.
So that means there's going to be some brainstorming going along, and they'll probably value your any extra info you can provide them. So that's going to be good for you, I think. No, I'm not. Obviously, she knows I'm not the card layer. First of all, real quick, international shout-outs, plural, to Laura from Canada and Mike from the UK.
Mike's in the house.
A little belated, you two. We ever had to wrap some stuff up and then kind of
hey, Laura. Glad to have you.
You're welcome. Welcome you all. All right. I hope that you don't let the worries of this case affect your health too much, because you have to really – stress can be hard to heal.
Well, and
being
unwell, you're going to have dark thoughts.
Well, that and then
– be depressed.
It could be a snowball effect.
Yeah.
You could – both things could bring you down, you know.
Are they having you come in person, or are you –
No. I'm in California, and he's in Florida. But I chose him because he has such a high rating. And so we're gonna—I believe we're gonna do a conference call on Thursday. And he's got two discs. He's got all the imaging in one disc, and all my medical records from 2015 and current. So they have plenty of time to look at everything, and I'm hopeful that they tell me that they feel like I have a really, really strong case. Will I feel happy at the end of the call with them on Thursday?
Oh, I have to tell you, they are not going to play with this insurance company. They're going
good.
In. This strategy meeting is like they're plotting a siege in a war. They know what they're doing. And for you, I got to tell you, this makes me so happy for you, Wendy, under Sure to Come True, which those of you that watch the show a lot know, I'm crazy about that one designation. It's here, those of you that can see me on Facebook. It's the final spread. And, oh, my gosh, I really believe it's coming through for you. You're going to be walking on clouds. You'll be so happy. And I think they are going to try very hard to expedite this whole thing. You've been jerked around, darling, way too long.
Yeah, and, you know, let's look at, from my point of view, not having cards, they are a law firm. That is an insurance company. That insurance company has a bank vault.
Yeah.
And they are not going to let them get away with squat, because you make money and they make money. You both gain from them hammering them. So, and that's what you want. You want somebody to go after them, go after the jugular.
And boy, imagine.
Well,
go ahead.
I wanted an attorney that would be kind and supportive to me and be a lion towards this insurance company.
Absolutely.
And so I get the feeling, Leah, what you're telling me is he's going to surround and capture and kick their butt.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
I think they like the challenge.
Oh,
they probably get pissed off at the insurance companies the way they jerk people around. So this is their opportunity to stick it back to them, you know, because those insurance companies, let's face it, they're in to make money, and their goal is to pay nobody nothing on earth in reality. If they could get away with it, they wouldn't give you a bunch of dime. You know that? If they could get away with
it. I completely agree with you. And this is a billion-dollar company. If we were off the air, I would speak very clearly. Yeah. I would give you the name of the company and everything else. But they are being cruel to me. And this insurance company is just being ruthless and cruel.
That's why they're a billion-dollar company, because they do that. Yep. Sad but true.
It's right. Really sad.
It is.
All right, here we go.
All right. Your healing angel card reading is, imagine that, it's a healing angel card. Healing angel. At this very moment, you are being bathed in gold, pink, and deep green light. Accept this healing. We, your angels, surround you with the wings of love. You are eternally free, eternally fresh, and eternally abundant. So I think your health, you got some angels looking after your health here.
I think you do, too. Oh, my God.
So trust in the angels. Trust that they'll heal. Trust in the medical science. They work together.
And I can't wait to hear from you when this is finally over.
Sure.
We'll be celebrating. Absolutely.
And it's going to go one of two ways. Well, I don't have any cards. They're dealing with some big dogs. Either the big dogs are going to settle.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be a long fight, and you're still going to win. But a lot of times the big dogs look at their insurance and say, if we fight and fight and fight, we spend all this legal money, and then we get screwed and we have to pay their legal fees. They might just settle and give you a nice chunk and make everybody happy.
I think they're just going to want to make it go away.
But
you know what?
I like
the sound to that very, very much. And I think what Eddie is doing is he's strategizing. He's going to surround and catch. He's going to push them in a corner where they're going to look really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like they're under siege, and you got to put all the guns all around them. So they kind of say, we don't have a choice. We got to sell.
Yeah.
Yep.
I agree.
Yeah, all the wagons in a circle, the cowboys used to do.
All right. Sound like a plan. I think they're going to do that. And the fact that they're not responding to things, is there –
They're meeting with their own, kind of like starting a fight, but
they're going to lose.
I asked him about that, and he said, I assure you, we will make sure they respond, and I believe this man.
I mean, and also he can, if they go to court, he can say, we reached out to them, they ignored us, so now they have to send subpoenas out and to make them give up records and stuff like that.
Betcha.
So it sounds like, you got a good team going. You're on the right track, my lady.
All right. You take care of
me. All right. Well, God bless you both.
Thank you for being so special. Oh.
Well, and you know what?
Thank you.
Don't forget to look out for your health first.
Yeah.
You can't collect any money if you're not healthy.
That's right.
Well, please pray for me, both of you, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And the healing cards kind of said that there's some other folks on your side, too. The angels.
Yep. They got you, Wendy. They got you in their care. So take care,
thank you. Good luck. Thank you again soon.
Yeah.
I know I don't sound good, but I've got COVID and I'm on Paxlovid, so.
Yep, and which means, you're 3 hours behind us.
Yeah.
But when you're sick, sometimes anytime you do a phone call, you're ready for a nap.
Yeah, that's the thing we found with our...
You do a little stuff and then you get tired.
With COVID, we feel a little better and then we go back down.
Yeah, get up, feed the dogs, and it was just like I ran a marathon and got to sleep.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, well, good luck to you, honey.
All right, take care. Get well.
Okay. Love you both. Thank you.
Love you too, Wendy.
I believe she'll do well, and I hope she believes it.
Oh, I think she's coming around.
Especially when you have positive news, Joe's saying he can't stay. It's UK, and he said he can't stay. We understand, Joe.
Yes, it's after midnight there. So, but it's very nice that you popped in.
It is.
And
sometime.
Yeah.
I don't know did you ever get a friend request? I don't want to look now because he's leaving anyway.
Yeah, I don't.
He might already be gone. If he was, next time we'll tell him, do a friend request.
I can send him one, too.
Okay, well, anyway.
Remember, if you know his last name.
Well, you can look at the...
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
And Facebook does have some qualities that are okay when we reverse
it.
All right.
We're glad that he came back.
All right. Let's see, who do we just talk to? All right, we're going to move on to area code 520-525. Don't talk yet. Well, you can talk, but they can't yet. 520, Arizona, 520.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Hello, yes. Hello there. Welcome. And it's Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa. And I just started coughing just before
Oh.
I thought you were
Murphy's Law.
I thought you were laughing.
I thought you were laughing like, ma-ha-ha-ha.
Funny. You know, those movers, we had a lot of snow and ice out here, so they wanted to come. They were calling, they were calling me in the morning, two different guys, and they said, you know, we want to come, we want to, and I said, well, I can't walk on ice. I just can't do it. Oh, pardon me. And so then they said that their person in the office who never calls me back would call me. And she never did. And I left a message just now for her. I said, please call back. She never did. So I'm wondering if I'm just barking up the wrong tree.
Well, I think we had mentioned we had this happen when we were having our office redone. And one of the people did exactly the same thing where they didn't call to confirm they were coming back for the walkthrough or any of that. And we couldn't get a call back. So eventually we just let them go. Yeah. And went to somebody else that wanted the job.
Yeah. Well, with them, my friend, I guess I told you this, she said, give me the phone number. When did she say that? Yesterday, the day before. She said, give me their phone number and I'll call them. And meaning, you know, that her number would come up on the caller ID is different. And she wanted to see if they would, if that woman in the office, her name is Samantha, would pick up the phone. I guess it never got to that point where she, my friend called her because Samantha ended up calling me a few minutes later and said, because I had left her a message, I said, I'm really concerned about what's going on. I don't hear back from you, and you're supposed to be coming out to make this, help me make this move. And then she called me, and she said, you know, she was defending herself. I stayed on the phone, and I waited, and I never got a message. So I let that part of it go, and I said, you guys are coming out. And she said, oh, yeah, we're coming out. I said, I thought you were going to do a walkthrough. No, I never said that. And I didn't make it up, but I let that go, too. And those workers were calling me this morning early because I told them last night when they called me, I said, call me early in the morning and let me know if you're going to come or if you change your mind because we didn't know how much snow or ice to expect in my address. And so anyway, they did. They were really sweet. They were really good guys. And I said, I can't do it. I'm sorry. They were willing to come, but I said, I cannot walk on ice. I just can't bring myself to do that. And there was snow and ice all over. Anywho.
You never know what's going to happen if somebody slips and falls on your property.
Oh, on your, yeah.
So that's wise.
Oh, good point. Good point. So I mean, do you see Samantha calling me, or is this just a done deal between us? Is
so
she pissed because I canceled?
They didn't reschedule?
She never called me today. The workers this morning told me Samantha will call you to reschedule. And I just called her, and her phone rang and rang. She never picked it up, so I left a message. I said, Samantha, it's me calling, and I hope we can reschedule. I hope to talk to you. And then, you know, so that was it. So what do the cards say? Are they saying that? I don't know.
Yeah, let's see what they say. Because it sounds like a very definitive yes or no question.
And a really kind of poorly run business.
Yes, it is. And you feel, and it sounds like.
Or maybe she doesn't like me. I don't know.
Well, or she's not good at running a business. Not everybody's meant to do that, run a business. Maybe
she's done it for 22 years, she said. She's friends with the owner. So,
but has
I
she
don't
done
know.
It well? We don't know. She might not have been doing it so well.
She could be a drinker.
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
You know?
She could be sipping the old bottle, you
yeah,
say?
Yeah, she could be a nippler.
Oh, whoa, I don't know about the nippler.
is she hitting the eggnog and fruitcake?
Taking an extra cup out of the eggnog bowl.
What
is.
I see is that she has the right intentions, but there's something that is really preventing her from keeping her schedule or keeping, you know, what do you call them? Keeping people's expectations, meeting them.
Something like
that?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. A lot of times we don't know their closet drinkers.
Something not work-related, maybe something in her personal life. Maybe it's not drinking. Maybe she's got so much drama at home, it's just she can't even focus on something.
Then she needs an assistant who can...
But black and white, answer, is she going to call and get this going or not?
I don't think so, Lisa. I think she's just going to have more excuses.
Yeah, so the workers were absolutely lovely. I mean, they were in it. They wanted to come. They were willing. And I said, no, I'm sorry, sorry. I can't.
Well...
Yeah, because, you know, they want to make money, you know, because God bless them. They got to bring paychecks home and feed people, pay bills like we all do. But Mother Nature can sometimes not care.
Okay.
She's faded out.
Yeah.
You're kind of fading out.
Right.
We can barely hear you.
Yeah, I know.
I think she's still here. Well, I think you answered the question, and I think you should move on to the angel card reading right now.
Okay.
We're going to move on to the angel card reading. The connection here is kind of chop, chop, chop. Subject is Archangel Sandalphon, which sometimes we don't even get that on the healing one. I heard your call for help. Your prayer will soon be answered.
Yeah, and maybe with another moving firm.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah, I called another one.
There's a billion in town, so you got lots of games.
Even
in town,
U-Haul has stepped into the business.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah. I think that's how Josh got
you. I noticed that. I should really try calling them. We're out in the sticks. I don't know if they're way out here, but I could call them, too.
That makes a difference if you're out in the boondocks. That's true. Now you start limiting yourself a little bit.
I think it's good for you to move on. You know, these people aren't as motivated to earn money.
You have been very patient. Yeah. A lot of people would not have been this patient.
Right.
Listen, thanks, guys.
Sure thing, and keep calling back. You can let us know how this plays out.
I'd love to hear.
Yeah, the next step if you decide. Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, please do. Thank you.
Okay, I'll let you move on to your next person.
All right, and good luck, and don't slip and fall on the ice.
Yeah, be careful. Absolutely.
It's gone now. It's all melted.
Oh,
well, you are in Arizona.
That's
right. All right, well, thank you very much.
Bye-bye, hon. Talk to you soon.
That's crazy.
Bye-bye.
Ice in Arizona.
I know.
Do 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 do. Alrighty, folks on the phone, don't worry. We're gonna get you, like Blondie would say. But right now, we are going to open the door for the messenger, folks.
Yes.
Open the door just for a short amount of time. You must messenger, and you must messenger soon. I typed it first because there's a big delay. Oh, and all the huge delays. My computer was doing updates.
Oh, great.
That's why when I hit that button for the applause, it took 15 seconds. But it sounds like it's good enough. And here's Laura.
Hello, Laura.
From Canada.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing well.
How you doing?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Doing the same old.
Yeah.
That's all we can do.
Yeah.
I have some kind of questions.
Okay.
I want to know if cards show what month I'll be buying my home.
That's interesting.
Oh, that's a good one.
Now, are you looking at making this happen soon, or are you just thinking about it?
Gentlemen.
Oh, so you're kind of waiting on that to happen.
Yeah, I have to. That's how I'm going to be buying my home.
So it's kind of like a question of when's the settlement coming?
Once I get the settlement, then I got to find a realtor in the other province and then get approved for how much I can get for a mortgage and all that stuff, right?
Yes, all the fun stuff. Yeah. Yep. got to give them your life story and let them look into your credit history and dig into your finances to see what you can
buy. Oh, and it's not very much fun.
Well, it is.
No.
It is zero fun.
No, they want documents from like 1942, it seems like.
It's getting,
you know.
Go ahead.
This is going to be my first time buying a home.
Okay. All right.
But she's in a different country, so
that's
we can always,
right.
we can, what we speak of may be different there.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure some things are the same, but some things are probably very different.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're right.
True that.
So
true that.
You'll be able to walk us through this with
that
you.
Would be, you know, when you actually go through this.
So we can learn.
That'll be cool to see the differences. So
yeah.
maybe we can be a little smarter the next time we talk to somebody from Canada that's in the house buying business.
Or maybe we should get independently wealthy and we should have a home in Canada and then we should have another one in the UK.
And I think I'll buy a planet and I'll we'll just take rocket ships back and forth too.
You know, life would be pretty dull without any dreaming involved. Gotta have your, you know, your dreams. So, oh, you disappeared now. What's going on with the?
That's not me.
Can you hear me?
No, we can.
That's not me.
What?
My computer is done with updates.
I don't know. You keep coming in and out, just like Lisa did on the phone. All right.
Sure.
Here's the way I put it to the cards. I said, would you be able to go forward in purchasing your home by the first part of summer? So I wanted to give it some, and it went bada-bing right there.
Oh, the old
oh,
bada-bing.
Yes. And likely sooner. So I couldn't quite pick. A month didn't jump out at me.
That's tough because of the settlement thing, yeah.
Yeah, but it's coming.
I've had the feeling spring.
Really?
Ooh, that's actually...
That's what I've been having. It's, yeah.
That's the light at the end of the tunnel.
I think so, too. And I tend to go long only because people start getting really antsy and frustrated when I've said, oh, you'll have it in 8 weeks or something like that, and then 8 weeks come and go. So
yeah, I know it's not perfect. I know I just wanted an estimate, but if the cards are saying what I'm feeling, so.
The Three of Clubs is that card that is determined to come to you, the event
okay.
that we are inquiring about.
Mm-hmm.
Three of Clubs. Remember I talk about that ball that's flying through space? And
yeah.
it's, you can't miss it. If you aren't paying attention, it'll just bonk you right in the head.
Oh, it's
I mean,
the Coke bottle on the Gods Must Be Crazy.
Oh, Gods Must Be Crazy,
the
yeah.
Coke bottle out of the biplane. All right, we'll go back to this.
Yeah, so.
That's all I want is to get my settlement, buy my home, and do a rescue, animal rescue. That's
oh,
I
love that. Yes. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, there's a man here. It's not your son, but there's that man is here. So he's
is he still there?
Yes, he's still attached to the whole situation, the destiny involved. And,
oh, wow.
Oh, yes. I can't wait till he comes on the scene. I really can't.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
So your cards look really
cool.
pretty good to me. You're having your, what is it, MRI? Is Christmas?
They switched my date to the 28th. Instead of the 28th, but yeah, I'm still.
But it's probably better, maybe. I don't know.
The 28th.
Yeah.
That's my official house closing date.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how that goes.
Actually, we think it's going to move up.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead. All right.
All right. Let's have us a card there, James.
I got a card, and I will push the button and see how many seconds. Oh, the computer's done doing updates, so it's instant.
You are definitely going to that other province. You're definitely
good.
Making a life there. And I'll tell you, there are so many blessings that are coming for you that it's almost ridiculous, okay? It's a windfall.
All right.
Yeah.
Real quick, Archangel, because we're going to get the callers in.
All right.
I'm motivated. She's motivated. We're all motivated. Archangel Raphael, feel yourself surrounded by my emerald green light. Archangel Raphael, offer you healing and solace. The storm clouds will soon clear, and the sun will shine eternally bright.
Gosh.
So I think it's like...
There you go.
So the gloom and doom is going away, and soon it's going to be promised land and happiness as well.
That's right.
If I had to paraphrase,
wonderful.
But okay.
And we are going to set up a actual free class, but we think we're going to wait till we go into January. People have a little too much on their plates right now, but it'll be free.
Okay.
I've always taught my mini course free of charge, so nobody feels stung if they can't. You know, some people just don't feel in touch with their intuitiveness. So I don't want people to say, well, there's money I'll never see again, something like that. I don't want people to walk around like that. After it, then we will set this up in depth. All right.
I'm so excited for
that. Oh, I can't wait either. I have a feeling you're going to, I just feel like you're going to pick it up really easy. And if Jim can learn it.
What am I learning?
And he did what, like, what was it, 10, 15 years ago? Oh, longer. My God.
I'm a different kind of person, so parts of it were tough for me. The easy part was me for, like, memorizing and knowing all the stuff. But, you know, with an analytical mind like mine, mine was a little tougher than trying to.
Yeah, but you did a man. He did readings like a man would.
I did it like I was looking at a math problem. Mm-hmm. And I would have had to keep going to get better. That's all.
And he would tell these girls, it'd be like 2 o'clock in the morning, and he would tell these women, why are you letting him treat you like a whore? You know?
Oh, wow. Like Andrew Dice Clay would say. Anyway.
So he gave a whole different style, but they loved it.
Well, sort of, kind of.
Yeah.
I didn't get I didn't get rich, let me tell you that. All right.
Well, Laura, we love how you keep joining us. And you feel like you're just part of the family. Yep.
I do, too.
Good.
Love you guys.
All right.
Care.
I love
take
you,
care.
Too. Yep. Take care, honey.
Thank
Deb,
you
I
got
to tilt this towards
bye-bye.
You.
What? Oh.
Rosemaria.
Yeah, is that the one that calls us?
She says I call almost every week.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say hi, and you guys are great.
Oh.
And
wonderful.
Here, look at this.
What?
She said
she's going to Europe?
That's not what it was. She just mentioned it. She threw that out there to remind us.
And we're looking at your Facebook page right now. Oh, she's adorable.
Yeah.
Look at how pretty she is.
That's what she said. She says she wants to let us know what we look like and stuff like that. So that's cool.
Is she a friend? She's got
What the hell is that doing there?
What is it?
A piece of food.
Ew.
It's an onion.
Ew, it didn't look very good.
Well, what else would it be? It's an alien's intestine, Deb. What do you think it is? All right, anyway. We got to get back to the call.
Yes, well, that's wonderful to see you here, hon.
Yeah, that's awesome.
If you're on my friends, if we're friends, you'd be able to just call in on the portfolio.
Rosemary's called us a million times. Like, she calls almost every week.
I know you do, and I love giving you readings.
Yeah, so it's cool. But we're going to rock and roll, and the lines are open. People are calling.
Yeah.
People are, the world is just flying around us. We're going to go to 203 Connecticut. 203, welcome to the show.
Connecticut, welcome. Hello.
Hello.
Two people. It is Pat.
Oh, hi, Pat.
Because we have another person in the same area code that calls us now.
Yes. All right.
All right, well, welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome, Doug.
I'm going to bring up Christmas gifts and play with my granddaughter this week and hopefully staying overnight. What's the temperature you pick up on all of that?
Weather. And we're concerned about your weather.
Temperature, what do you tell you think that?
The weather that's approaching.
Is the weather going to be a problem? Not the real weather.
No, I don't mean it that way. I mean.
We knew that.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't mean it that way, but we were concerned also about that. Do you have a weather issue this weekend or not?
Oh, boy. This past weekend, they went to see Christmas lights at a old house and gardens, and it snowed so much there. It was stunningly beautiful. It was a white-knuckle drive home, but all the colored lights, the Christmas lights were in the snow, so it was just stunning.
Oh,
this weekend
will be.
And
yeah,
if I can, I'd like to ask you about a couple of books I want to send to my son maybe after Christmas.
Okay.
Well, the cards are going down, so ask right now.
That's right.
Okay. So how will this visit be? With the whole family.
Sure.
Hopefully I'll be playing with my granddaughter, coloring and stuff, and walking.
Yep.
And if I can... opinion on giving my son some books later on.
some books to, you know, because of the subject stuff we have talked about, right?
Yeah, it may piss them off, but
you're right.
Getting...
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, you can just, you can, when you hand it to them, you can just say, here, you know, it's, this is not like me attacking you. It's just something you can think about. If you throw them away, you throw them away, but don't get offended.
And you're going to do it after Christmas, right?
No, he's doing it. No.
Yeah.
Oh, you're doing I would suggest that.
Oh, that one. Okay, my bad.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got, Deb?
What I've got here is be willing to make adjustments in your plants if necessary, because I'm perceiving here that, first of all, the weather might get bad. It's right here, and it's under, like, what would really surprise you. But if you venture out and you find out, how far do you have to go? Past
2 hours, 15 minutes.
So I would say be willing to turn back if you have to, because we don't need to see you have a, you've had enough issues with your car.
It weathers.
Yeah, you don't need to be in the ditch now.
Sure.
You know? And also, they may have some illness in the house up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they're sick now.
Oh, okay.
So you're taking that risk on.
Well,
you have to assume there's a risk.
But do you really see weather?
Well, weather keeps popping up. It's that time of year. You're north of us.
It's this weekend.
Yeah.
So
well,
the forecast is good and clear.
Okay.
Then maybe it's a different kind of the weather. Is it the flavor of the event?
No, I think it's going to go well.
Okay.
I think it's going to go well. Yeah.
My car?
No, I don't want to give you any worries.
No,
here.
Okay, no worries.
I'm just saying, if for some reason, let's say you have an ice storm, be careful.
Yeah.
Think it
okay.
through.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe it could
be
a traffic jam. There's been like a tractor trailer jackknifed and it's backed up forever and the bypasses are screwed up. You might want to rethink.
Yeah.
Some weird stuff.
Yeah.
What day are you heading out?
This weekend. So
I'm not sure. Probably Saturday and stay over till Sunday. Yeah, I'll do it that way.
What about the book thing?
The book thing, yes. I would wait until after the holidays. And then,
okay.
You know what, maybe not even put any...
Maybe not even then?
No, I think you should send it to them, and you could just say, these look like a really good read.
So you mean send it, not physically hand it.
Oh, are you sending it?
I don't know.
Are you going to send them?
No, I figured I'd probably wait for another visit and hand them to them, but I can mail them either way.
What do you think is best?
Well, I just think that... if you just send them with a nice little short note that draws no preconceived ideas and says nothing about if you want to throw these away, you can. I would just say, hey, you know, these look like a good, like I said, a good read. See what you think. And just leave the ball there.
Deb's got the cards.
I don't want you to incite a riot.
I am cardless.
With your son.
Cards,
so I feel like he would be more gracious and accepting if you don't make it seem like you're pushing this on.
And that is true. I don't have cards, and sometimes my advice isn't always going to be the smoothest of outcomes.
No, you make sense, Jimbo.
But sometimes my advice will stir the pot because I get in a mood sometimes, as, you know.
The book to say, hey, this is a good read. They're too... that's not going to work. But what I was thinking of is saying, hey, regarding your health, this stuff is, you know, going to affect your health, and I'm thinking about that.
And just leave it there.
Or something to that effect. Yeah. You can think about the exact wording.
You know, remember, tone in anything written, very touchy. You know, you can say something very nice, and it can come off snarky.
Yeah, that's the problem with the written word.
Yeah.
Yes, if you're not a wordsmith.
Yeah, I learned that when I was a newspaper columnist.
Okay.
All right, here's your healing
card. I'll talk to you again about that.
And here you go. Your healing angel card reading says, sacred space. We, your guardian angels, surround you with emerald, gold, and rose pink light. They're very specific on the rose pink light. I have to read up on that. Surrender your concerns and worries and enter this sacred space of love and healing.
Thank you. I've been so worried where I live. The crime is just insane. The driving's insane. The accidents, the smashing of cars. Today I went out to take my dog out for a walk, you know, drove somewhere, and I was shaking. I know it's not good to be afraid, but, oh, my God, it's so bad here.
Yeah, well, it's the nature of our world these days.
Are you near Hartford? Are you near the Hartford area?
I'm in New Haven.
Okay.
So that's south, about 40 minutes. And it's had its, you know, history of crime ramping up and then getting better, and it's ramping up right now. We had the Black Panthers here. We've had riots, you know, and it's just getting bad now again.
Too.
A lot of it is drug related.
Well,
99%
of the crimes are drug related. Yes. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you keep calling back, and I know you will.
Yes. I'll talk to you again. All right.
Oh,
thanks a lot. Have a good night.
Oh, yes.
And thank you both.
Love you guys.
Chance. Yeah, we love you too.
Chance romance. All right. We're going to back out west, Deb.
And remember, everybody, nobody that calls in on these shows are personal, you know, friends of ours that we had prior to the show.
No, 510 California. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, we met everybody here. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi. Who are we talking to?
Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. We've heard from you before.
Yes, yes, yes.
So how's life treating you?
Yeah, what's new?
It's hard to say. It's all right. I mean, it's decent for the moment.
Sounds like a lot of stuff going all over the place.
Yeah.
It can't be. I could be just in my own head.
Yeah, sometimes we are the worst enemy. Sometimes we are.
And
what
can we help you with?
Yeah, what's going on? What would you like to know? Talk about.
I would like to know what's going on with me in the within the week this week.
You have something big coming.
A meeting with my supervisor.
Okay.
I guess about my performance.
Is that like an end of the year performance thing?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, evaluation.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we got two of them every year where I work too.
Are you nervous about it?
A little.
Okay.
Have you had? I have some questions as I go. Have you had a lot of performance evaluations with this particular supervisor?
It's every 4 months.
Oh, it's every 4 months. How many have you had with this person so far?
This will be the 12th.
Oh,
wow.
My gosh.
And how have they gone up to this point?
Yeah.
Are they kind of all over the place, or are they kind of good? What do you think?
Me personally, I'm kind of done. The work is kind of easy, considering that I've been there about a year now. And, I think they might ask me something I'm not prepared for.
Mm. So you're kind of worried that they ask questions during your performance evaluation?
Oh, yeah.
They? Really?
Yeah.
About the work or about you?
Interesting.
No, about work. Work.
But still, that's kind of, that's interesting that they ask questions. All right.
You know, it wouldn't hurt to kind of practice in your head a little bit. If they curveball, they might throw you. My late husband went to, actually, it was at your workplace. He went for what was going to be a great job opportunity. He went to it, and he completely forgot everything.
All his knowledge.
he could, they would ask him scenarios.
It was basically like performance anxiety.
It was, and he couldn't answer a thing.
He couldn't say anything that he knew right off the top of his head because he locked up.
And he'd been in that field for 20-some years.
Yep.
And he
looked at
the guy and said, I think we're done now because I can't remember anything.
I might have said, you know what, I just locked up for some reason. You should call me back for another interview because I know this stuff. I just locked up and see what happens. But anyway, what do you got for Ed?
I think it's going to go well for you.
Okay.
Now, this person, is this the guy that's going to interview you?
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Oh.
Yeah, I've been California legally friendly lately, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay. Life is life. Yep,
is it allowed there?
Where, on my job?
Yeah. I mean, is it allowed for you to be able to do that?
No.
Okay, so, yeah. So are you afraid that's going to do you have to take a test?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't heard anything like that. None of my colleagues who've been there longer have not said anything to me about that.
Right. Well, it is what it is.
Right.
Well, usually if you start in a job and they don't make that they don't have a ironed out stipulation of things you can or cannot do. If they go to institute things, they have to formally announce that they're instituting things.
True, in advance.
Yeah. So, but that, you know, I don't know any specifics about your job, but I know for a fact about a lot of things like that because of the work I do. So what do you got?
Have to do with it.
What do you got for the ego? A really sharp guy. And I, in the long range view, I think eventually you're going to relocate. It's here. It's considered like out of the local area, so it would be like over 100 miles, and it could be 1,000 miles. It could be the other coast. So it's just
coast to coast.
Yeah, but I do see that there eventually you're gonna say, I'm going to take this job and shove it.
As far as this actual email coming up, you don't see this being...
No, but this guy has feelings of jealousy towards you. For some reason. Yes.
Oh, you know, people are weird.
Yes. So I'm giving you some inside information.
I've worked with some weird bosses before, so don't be too surprised about that.
Yeah.
Well, we did have a Christmas party, and two of the ladies were having long conversations with me, and I can see them at the corner of my eye across the room, but I didn't think anything of it.
Well, it could be that. It could be like, damn it.
No, I think it's that.
Damn it, he's going somewhere, and I'm not. That's just,
it could be that, too.
Pissing me off.
You could be better looking. You might have a better body.
You might have your shit together.
Yeah,
he knows you. This dude's going to blow me away eventually in this company if he stays.
So bear that in mind. All right. And it'll help you in formulating your responses to things.
Sure. And make up some worst case scenario questions in your mind so you won't be caught off guard.
So I wonder if he has any kind of attraction to one of the two ladies. And that story sounds really juicy.
That's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
We're talking Jerry Springer stuff here, man. Jerry Springer.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to keep my nose clean and stay out of the way.
Plus, it's a Christmas party. Things are supposed to happen at Christmas parties.
Were you wearing the lampshade at the party?
No, I was just, pretty regular homebody. I really didn't want to go, but when I did, that's the
event. You had a good time, didn't you?
And he may be a guy that can never get a woman to even look at him. So it could be that petty, that shallow.
Something.
Yeah.
Something. But you don't see it being a big impact right now, so that's a good thing.
And I really think eventually you're going to really – can I ask how old you are?
Yes, I just made 42 last month.
Oh, you sure don't sound like it.
No, you sound like you're about 25.
Yes, and your cards look like you're 25. So you have a very...
that's not a bad thing. If she would have said 16, that would be a bad thing. 25 actually is a pretty cool age. Remember when you back in the day, that was a huge insurance, car insurance drop at 25.
It was, right.
It was a giant drop. But anyway.
Yeah.
It means you have a very energetic spirit.
And there's a lot of your life still ahead of you.
Oh,
you're not
yeah.
You're not on some kind of dead-end path, is what I think is what mm-hmm. she's saying.
Oh,
so
wow.
I think you've got fantastic cards.
That's technical.
Yeah, and
which is not a word. I just made it up.
What is this?
No, I didn't say. Why would I say the word testicle about his card reading? Let's think about this, folks.
Maybe he's got a good pair. I don't know. We're having a little fun here.
Let's talk about the cards and not genitalia. All right.
All right. Well, anyway, go in there with confidence, but don't be arrogant. This guy's already got, you know.
Yeah, right. If he's already pissed off because you're macking on women, he might not
macking.
Like. Macking.
I never heard that.
What the hell?
They approached me. I didn't say. I was just having a conversation.
That's
they might have approached you, but.
That's even worse.
When some other guy's watching and he says, oh, look at that. All these chicks just come flocking to him.
Yeah.
But anyway, the subject of your healing angel card reading is the unknown.
All right.
Do not fear the unknown. This is a time of integration and transformation. Unfamiliar territory leads to new horizons.
I like it. I think by the time, way before you turn 50, I think you're going to get out there and do some amazing things for yourself. So if things are kind of easy, that sort of translates into not very challenging. And you might decide maybe you need to tickle your brain a little more with something, you know?
You have to trust your gut.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not an old timer, but you're in your 40s, so you know life, and you know when your gut's telling you to do the right thing.
Right. Well, why aren't you?
Or when it's not, because I've trusted my gut many a times when I was young, and I went down the path of disaster. But I survived.
Yeah.
Aaron,
I hope you have a very nice holiday, so please call us again. You're a boot. I like talking to you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, it's all right. You're welcome.
Yeah, we like it, and then you helped for a long time for us.
Thank you.
All right. I think we're going to take a wrap, and I like when we wrap like this. Our last caller is another Skype call.
Wow.
Who shall it be?
Who's calling us?
Hi. I hope it's okay to come back to this. I just need a clarification on something. Please, is that okay?
You better talk about this, Deb.
You know what, Melissa? It's going to open a door that I don't think we want to open.
Yeah.
Because others are going to say, hey, how come you let her call back and yet you never let us call back?
We would like to, but we can never take more than one of the same call in one night. Sorry. But we'll be here. Wednesday is a guaranteed update.
We'll be here tomorrow.
We'll be here Wednesday, probably. We're probably going to be on a pretty good marathon. Sunday might be up in the air.
Yeah, because we have a party.
But I appreciate you holding it. And we're sorry, Melissa. And
understand.
And I did forget to mention that. Usually I mention that in the opening statement. I'll make sure I make that clear that we love people to call a lot, but it's only once per show.
Yeah, so I'm just afraid they'll get jealous.
But you can call us tomorrow. We will be here, my baby doll.
Yeah. Thank you, honey, for understanding.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I hope we will talk to you tomorrow. I'm pretty convinced we will. All right, Miss Deborah, I think we're putting a wrap on this, wrapping up a present.
Yes, we really have to.
When you got to go, you got to go.
Yes, so everyone, please stay well.
With all these storms, they
right, so. Take care. Hope you join us again tomorrow.
Hope they show the fun.
Yes, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Company helpful.
All right, take care. Bye.